Welcome to Can Capital. We are committed to helping small businesses succeed.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Can Capital. This is Elena on a recorded line.
Hi, Elena. This is Anthony from the Bank of Cardiff. We've been playing a little bit of phone tag. How are you doing?
Yes. Good in yourself.
I'm doing well. I'm just still waking up a little bit, so it's been a good morning. How's your day been going so far?
It's going okay.
It's been okay? Where are you guys located? You guys in Georgia?
We're outside of Atlanta.
Okay. Nice. Did you do okay with the hurricanes and all that stuff?
Yeah, we're inland, so we don't get the hurricanes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, we're not by any water. Like, down by Savannah, got hit pretty hard, but that's like 4 hours away from us.
Okay, so you guys are up north a little bit?
We're inland. Yeah, we're definitely north of Savannah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Makes sense.
We're on the west coast.
Oh, are you really? So you're like northwest area?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, cool. I've never actually been out to Georgia, but I've always wanted to go out there.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Or just South in general. I've always, Florida's always, like, interested in me, and Georgia.
You haven't been to Florida either?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow. Okay. I go to Florida, like, every 2 months.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Because my whole family lives there, so I drive back and forth all the time.
Okay, that makes sense. What part of Florida?
They live in the whole state. I know everybody always asks that, but they live in the whole state, literally.
Like, literally, like, all over the state?
Literally, from Jacksonville to Miami. I have family and friends from top to bottom.
Okay, that's kind of like the way
anywhere.
That makes sense. That's kind of the way I am with California. I got family like up in the Bay Area, and then also I have a bunch of family in San Diego as well. So when people
I've been
ask that,
San Diego,
that,
and I've been to LA, but I haven't been to the Bay Area. I have to make it out to San Francisco.
Oh yeah, the Bay Area is great. I recommend it to anybody who's trying to look for a trip.
I just don't
want to
go in July if it's going to be cold.
Yeah, that's the weird thing most people don't understand. I don't know.
I know.
Because most people go in the summer and they're expecting, like, nice weather. And,
no,
but
and it's cold.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark Twain had, like, a pretty funny line where he wrote, like, the coldest winter I ever spent was the summer in SF.
Yep. Exactly.
So it's pretty funny. Yeah. The deal that I was actually originally calling you on was Al Raham Holdings, and it's a Grandy's. But
this is the client you got for a prequel?
For a prequel, correct. And the reason I was calling is because I noticed the score decline was a new decline. And they might be opening a new franchise because they have multiple franchises under their name. But the original franchise was opened 7 years ago. So I was wondering if, there's any way we could possibly have this re-looked at or I'm trying to get more clarification for the sales rep on this decline.
What's the name of it again? I have to type it out.
Yeah, let me go on. Yeah, I'm going to pull it up as well. It's called Al Raham. It's A-L space R-A-H-U-M.
Okay.
And then it's Holdings LLC. And then the DBA. Okay, you got it?
Yeah, I pulled it up. Mm-hmm. 338670. Oh, it actually got a mid on it. So, 338670. Grandy's.
Yeah, correct. I'm not sure. Do you ever go to Grandy's or?
No, we don't have any. We don't have that in
the. Oh, you don't? Okay, because I know they're pretty popular, but I've never actually seen any.
Oh, really? Probably on that side. Mm-hmm. All right, so unacceptable risk score. So the thing about unacceptable risk score is that can be different things, and there's no way to pinpoint it.
Okay.
What happens is we take the time in business, the industry type, their credit score, their personal credit score and their business profile. So we take those things, and if they come back unacceptable risk score, sometimes there's just no way for us to tell which one of those it was.
Okay, so it's
give me a second. I'm going to pull up their personal credit report and sometimes I can look at the personal credit report and there just may be something on there. But if there isn't, then there's really no way to tell. Like his credit is actually great.
Sure, yeah, no, that's the thing.
Yes, FICO is great, and he has a lot of available credit also. He does have 9 inquiries in the last 6 months. I forgot what number they told us, which was like a good number. I think 4 or 5, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at his trade lines. He has a lot of open trade lines, which is good. He does have a handful of, he also has a handful of closed trade lines.
Okay.
So it's just hard. Sometimes you can have a, like an excellent credit score if you have like too many pulls.
Yeah.
And if you have closed trade lines, I know sometimes people think that's the best thing to do is close mm-hmm. a credit card. That's the worst thing you can do.
Okay. Well, yeah, the reason I was calling, because I noticed that their FICO score was pretty high. Yeah, and
it is.
Mm-hmm. I noticed their projected annual sales is also high up there as well. So I was wondering mm-hmm. if there's any way we can maybe get this re-looked at. Or
we don't. Let me look at the internal score. The internal score will tell me whether or not I can do it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so he's about a he's between a tier 3 and a tier 4 about.
Okay.
So right now the internal scores have to be like a 4 point something and below, and he's at a 7.40. So that's why he didn't make the cut. And like okay. I said, there's just no way to pinpoint it, but we can't send it back out for a review because looking at the score, I know that they wouldn't be able to do anything with it.
Okay, so when you say below, you mean like 4.0 to 1, correct?
We have like we have like an internal score that we use.
Okay.
And they have to be, right now with the scoring system that we're using, they have to be like maybe like a 4.5 and below to even get terms. He's at a 7.40, so he's above. If he was like maybe a 4.6, mm-hmm. I could send it back out to see. But since he's 3 points over, I wouldn't be able to get anything on it.
Okay. Is there any is there any additional documentation that we can send to mm-hmm. have that considered?
No.
No? Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah. Once we get these back and we look at the internal scores and we kind of know where it stands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and pass it on to the sales rep, just so I have clarification. The reason for this decline was multiple factors, but a big thing was the closed trade lines.
I don't know if, because there's no way for me to pinpoint it, I'm just going by what I'm seeing.
Sure.
But there's no bullet points where, you know, where they're putting notes and saying it was this, so there's no way for me to tell.
Okay.
Different things. When did the business start?
It started 7 years ago. So that's why, because I noticed under the
business a while. Yeah,
because I noticed under the program name, it says score decline, and then it's new. And I'm
like new deal.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's what that means. Because when
I was, and everybody calls and says it's not new. I'm like, no, it's a new deal, not a renewal.
Okay. Yeah. Because Alfred was here not too long ago, and I think he was mentioning mm-hmm. something about that. So.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we have 2010 in the, so we do have that. We do have, yeah. So we don't have it as a, we don't have it like less than 1 year or anything like that.
Yeah. When it was less than 1 year, what would that decline be?
I don't know. Sometimes it'll be the same thing, unacceptable risk score.
Okay. So sometimes it is because it's a new deal, and also other times it's just because it's...
We fund businesses that are less than 1 year, so we wouldn't decline it if it was a new, like a business that's been open less than 1 year, but we would decline it if, you know, they don't have enough business credit maybe, or the credit is not great. Okay. So, but we wouldn't decline it specifically because the business is less than 1 year.
Sure. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and pass that on to the sales rep. Thanks for speaking to me, and hope you have a good rest of the day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.